Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I am your host, Dave Woodward. Super excited today. I've got two guys I've only met virtually. But were referred to me by one of our co-founders, Dylan Jones. And I want to introduce these guys because they've got some really cool content and some crazy things they're doing as far as marketing courses, how they actually do it. And so I want to bring on Brad and Miguel. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So Brad Hart and Miguel Hernandez, and they actually are kind of a crazy thing. They met and spoke with Dylan, one of our co-founders, at another event earlier in this year. And we're talking about all the different things that they were doing. And Dylan's like, Dave, you have to get them on the podcast. So super excited to have you guys here. So if you guys don't mind, we're going to jump in real quick for a little backstory. And tell us real quick how the two of you guys met, because that's going to kind of segue into this whole Udemy conversation I want to have in just a minute.
Sure thing, Dave. So actually we met, it's kind of a funny story. I met Dan Martell at an event, and Dan and I hit it off. He actually, he's the founder of Clarity and a couple other really great startups. He invites me over to his place, kind of in this little clandestine fashion. He's like, hey man, I'm going to do this founder's dinner at my house. And I'm like, where's your house? He's like, Moncton, New Brunswick. So I look on a map, Moncton, New Brunswick is east of the New York time zone, right? So I had to get on three different planes to get there. I said, all right, Dan, I'll be there. You know, it's going to be a small little intimate gathering, a lot of great entrepreneurs, seven and eight figure people. I'm like, okay, cool. So I get on three planes to get there. And on my second layover, I had a couple hours to kill. I think I was in Toronto. And I am looking through my emails and kind of messing around. And I see an email from Udemy, and they do these flash sales. For $10, you can buy a lot of the different courses you might want to check out on Udemy. So one of the courses that was being sold was how to create an awesome online course. I'm like, how meta? I love it. Let me buy it. So that's the first course I ever bought on Udemy. And I didn't really pay attention to who it was by. I watched a few modules and I forgot about it, got on my plane and went to the dinner. So later that night, I'm at Dan's house and we're sitting around and we're hanging out with his family and meeting everybody. And he's kind of going around the table asking everybody, you know, to introduce themselves. And Miguel was there. So he starts talking about how he creates these amazing, awesome demo explainer videos. They're animated. He's done it for, you know, Walmart and Microsoft and a bunch of other really great startups. And then he also has this other online course business through Udemy. He's actually one of the top Udemy instructors. He has over 18,000 students and 9 courses under his belt. So I said, hey, I just bought my first Udemy course today. He's like, what's it called? How to create an awesome online course. He's like, wait a second. Hold on. So you're telling me who's it by? I'm like, Miguel Hernandez. He's like, that's me. I'm Miguel Hernandez. I'm like, wait a second. I bought your course on the way to meet you. I had no idea you were going to be here.
Yeah.
Not premeditated whatsoever. I'm like, this is not a coincidence. There's definitely going to be something in our future together. So it was really exciting for me.
Yeah, that was awesome. Pretty amazing. Considering the fact that Udemy has tens of thousands of courses, I think statistically this happening was very, very unusual.
I think that's one of the things I want to make sure people understand. And again, that's why I love having you on the podcast here, Miguel, is a lot of people don't understand what Udemy is and how to actually use it, especially to use it as a lead gen tripwire type of an offer. A lot of our users, a lot of people on ClickFunnels, they've got products, they've got courses. But they're always trying to find different ways of marketing them. And everyone's heard as far as, you know, Tripwire and giving these things away free or at a low cost as far as either lead magnet or Tripwire type of stuff. So I want you to kind of talk, if you don't mind, Miguel, about how this actually works. How does Udemy, again, it's udemy.com.
That's
people
right.
Who are listening. And that way you can kind of understand really the marketing magic behind how it works from a lead gen standpoint and how you've been able to take that, literally having 18,000 students,
yes,
and really build a business off of that. So you mind sharing a few minutes with that?
Of course. First of all, a little bit of background on Udemy. Udemy is probably one of the top online course marketplaces in the world today. It's very easy. That anybody that has an idea for a course can upload it there for free and immediately start getting sales, right? It started about 5 years ago. I was one of the original instructors, published 9 courses there, and did very well. You know, 18,000 students. Anyways, it's grown dramatically, that marketplace. They raised over $100 million, and now they have like over, you know, 20,000 instructors there. It's just a great place to easily go, upload your course, and start making money right away. Now, as a lead generation resource, it's awesome because Udemy does all the marketing for you, right? So if you don't have any marketing ideas, it's a huge marketplace. Just think of like Amazon, right? Amazon for courses. So you upload your course there, and then they drive a lot of traffic. Obviously, the course has to be good, right? And then you can start gathering students and students and students, right? So I get asked these questions a lot. How can I leverage Udemy as a lead generation source? So it's very simple. What you can do is just upload like a short course. It could be either free or very cheap, just to attract a lot of attention. It could be a subset or a little part of a bigger course. And then what Udemy allows you to do is in the last lecture, it's called the bonus lecture, you can promote any other product outside of Udemy. So it could be an upsell to that course. It could be a webinar. It could be a program. It could be a product. And that's what most people are using today. They're leveraging the ability to use that bonus lecture to drive traffic to their own products, right? So that's kind of like the main strategy that you can use on Udemy.
That's very cool. So how large do these courses need to be? I mean, obviously people want to get value and content out of it. It can't just be a, you know, an infographic type of thing. I mean, what's in a course? I mean, what do they really need to look as far as what do they need to create?
Okay, so originally you just could upload anything, but over the years they really want to increase the quality of the courses there. So there's like actually an approval process, and it actually is good because it helps you make sure that your own course that you upload there, if it meets a lot of criteria. So for example, you cannot upload lectures that are longer than 20 minutes. So you cannot upload like a 3-hour webinar. You have to break it down into pieces. Everything has to be named. There has to be descriptions. The pricing also, it's limited between $20 and $50, which was a recent change actually. And you have to upload a nice quality thumbnail. Anyways, there's a whole approval process. So once your course approved, then you know for sure, and they know for sure it's at a level where it's okay to start for them to promote it, right?
Very cool. So now that they start promoting it, and you mentioned you get some money on it one of two different ways. You want to explain that real quick?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so basically it's a big marketplace, and Udemy behaves like a humongous affiliate for you, right? So like a typical affiliate, if they promote your courses on your behalf through their marketing funnels and efforts, then they keep 50% of each sale. So if you're selling a course for $50, they'll keep $25, and you keep $25. Now, if you bring your own students to Udemy through your own marketing efforts, let's say through a coupon, then they track that, and then you keep 97% of the sale, and only they keep the credit card processing fees. So it's awesome, right? It's a free hosting platform, and if you bring your own students, then you keep most of the money.
Awesome. Well, this is not a commercial for Udemy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to make sure that people understand how it works because it is an opportunity for you to be able to use it as a lead source, especially for a lot of users who have a bunch of content anyways, and they got all this content. They're trying to find different ways of either repurposing the content or using it as a means to generate additional, not necessarily revenue, as much as a lead gen opportunity. So I think it's a fantastic avenue as you take a look at it that way. But obviously, at the same time, you guys, as you were looking at it, found there were some issues or problems. So how does ClickFunnels fit into all this kind of stuff? And what's been the next –
Before we get off of Udemy, we just want to mention that we actually created a 20 things we wish we knew before getting on Udemy kind of download for the listeners. So
awesome.
If they're interested in checking that out, they can. It's at marketyourcourse.com/CF. We actually put together a whole package of bonuses, et cetera. But yeah, actually, ClickFunnels has been completely – just instrumental. I mean, from the moment I started using it about 2 years ago.
I'm going to stop you for a second. I want to make sure people got that link. Tell them again what the title of that was.
Sure. So there's a couple different downloads on the link. It's marketyourcourse.com/CF for ClickFunnels. And you guys can go there, check it out. We have a bunch of free marketing strategies, both paid and things you could do without spending a single dollar to market your courses. There's also a PDF download, 20 things we wish we knew before going on Udemy with our courses. And then we've also added a free trial month to Thinkific there as well. So that's really fantastic. A bunch of value there. You guys can check it out if you like in the show notes or go to the link marketyourcourse.com/CF.
All right. Continue what you're saying. Sorry about that.
So yeah, no worries. Thanks, Dave. The ClickFunnels platform has just been incredible. I mean, if you guys know anything about creating sales funnels, creating landing pages, creating squeeze pages, creating copy, creating, you know, it used to take tens of thousands of dollars. It used to take an entire team to do this. And now, since, Russell and Todd and Dylan came together, there's now a tool where you can basically put together your sales funnel, be live and selling courses in 5 minutes or less. When I showed this to Miguel for the first time down at Traffic and Conversion, he was blown away. Like, seriously, he used to code all of this himself. He used to build and design all these pages himself. So,
yeah,
and again, you guys know, if you're already on this podcast listening, you understand the value of this tool. But for a course creator, right, you don't want to focus on all of these different pieces of creation, right? So when I actually met Dylan through Dan, actually, again, we made a video and he reached out and asked me a couple questions, and I was telling him about a few different things because my background is actually as a financial guy, right? I was a hedge fund manager for a number of years. I started my own hedge fund, and anyway, that's a little bit of a digression. But when I first met Dylan, he actually really took a liking to Miguel and I and offered to make us 5 templates, which is really cool for course instructors, right? So it's been absolutely instrumental in the success of us and the success of our students and getting up and running very quickly with a sales funnel that works to convert people from prospects to paying students for your courses.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So I know you've got a ton of different content and products. Most importantly, though, you've had the opportunity to work with a lot of students. And I love interviewing people who've had a lot of student experience because as you're looking at that kind of stuff, you see a lot of things as far as the mistakes people make, the problems people run into. And we've got people on our podcast some people are new to this, others who have been doing this for a long time. What would you say are some of the pitfalls and things that people run up against when they're making a course and now they want to market it? What do they need to do and what types of advice can you give them?
Why don't you jump in, Miguel?
All right. So one of the main issues, and I'm talking from my own experience after 5 years on Udemy, is that you can be a great teacher. You can have an amazing course. And there could be even a lot of people that want to take that course. The part that most people have an issue with is getting those first sales, whether it's on Udemy or whether it's on your own. Now, Udemy is going to do the best they can to promote courses. But remember now there is over 20,000 courses. So it's very competitive and it gets harder every day. And I've seen that over the years, although I have 9 courses, is that I have to keep creating courses in order to get sales. So a lot of my students that take my course creation tool, they're like, I created this course and I'm not getting any sales. And the main issue is that they are neglecting the marketing part. And that is so essential. You can be a great teacher and have an amazing course, but if you don't know how to create a funnel, how to attract traffic to that funnel and convert it, then you're never going to be successful, right? So that's something that I keep seeing people having trouble with, and that's something that I'm getting better at, and that we're helping other students to get better at.
So where do you find, if a person's got a course, they want to get it out there, what do you find in, obviously Udemy kind of has the $20 to $50 course. A lot of the people who are on this podcast are listening to this thing going, my course is, in the hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
Yep.
So tell me what are the traffic sources you guys are using to help drive people to their different courses? And what are the type of sales funnels and things? Obviously, the most important thing here is people want to make money on this podcast. So tell
us, of course,
how do they actually do that?
Well, that's a great question, Dave. And we have multiple different ways we generate course traffic, traffic to our courses and funnels. Let's just kind of run down the list. So obviously there's content marketing, right? And that's a really, I think, important and underutilized resource. We have a very good friend named Sujan Patel, who is one of the best content marketers out there. And he teaches very basic, consistent principles for just making great 10x content and then promoting it really effectively to generate leads that aren't, we call them pull leads instead of push leads, right? You're not pushing or paying for these leads. These are people who are really genuinely interested in you and what you want to teach and your branding and all of that. So those are usually typically very high quality, warm to hot leads, right? So there's that. That's kind of the base of everything. And then we generate traffic from Facebook. We have Jesse Dubeck who gives us some really great strategies from his fan page Traffic Academy, which he used you know, to help Brandon Burchard build his page to 4.2 million likes. So that's been really awesome. We're also talking to Sanchit Gupta about Facebook ads. We've hired our own team for Facebook ads as well. That's another great lead generation source, but it just takes a little bit of time to and money, honestly, to dial in, right? So, you know, we're just kind of going from free and, you know, just takes a bit of time. Now we're talking paid. The next person we've been working with is a guy named Jake Larson. Jake Larson is one of the top YouTube ads guys. He actually spoke at Traffic and Conversion a couple years ago as a keynote speaker. He's managed millions of dollars in spend for billion-dollar brands, and he just has a really wonderful grasp on YouTube. And, you know, the list goes on, but those have been the main three strategies, right? Content marketing, YouTube and Facebook, and then we also do podcasts and other different things. We're also doing now a lot of co-branded webinars and JV partners. I really feel like the difference between a 5- or 6-figure launch and a 7- and 8-figure launch, and we have several friends that have done, you know, they've cracked the 10 million mark on their courses, have been because of JV and affiliate partnerships, right? That's kind of the secret, you know, old school method. You build a relationship with somebody with a big list. If it's a mutually valuable transaction, it's a win for them, it's a win for you, it's a win for your students. That's where you really break through to the 7- and 8-figure mark. And if you really want to make great money, you need to start going to masterminds. You need to start networking with people. You need to start adding value in a non-needy but generative way, right? And building those relationships over time, because that's really where the big windfalls come from.
That is fantastic. I want to spend just a few minutes on a couple of things there. As far as Facebook ads, again, I've had Jesse on the one of our first podcasts and things. I know Jesse and what he does. The real issue we always run up against with Facebook ads is people always struggle as far as, you know, how much is it going to cost? What type of revenue do I need to be taking a look at? How do you guys, when you're talking with your students and stuff, what do you look at as far as an ad spend? What should they look at? How much is it going to cost? All that kind of stuff.
So I think Facebook ads is a really tricky thing, right? Because the time it takes to learn it and really master it, it's changing so quickly, and the marketplaces are getting fished out, and people are changing their buying habits and what they pay attention to. Like, I'll give you a quick example. Like, it used to be if you put on a webinar, like back in the day when Lewis Howes was doing this a lot, you know, you could do really, really well just by saying, here's a free webinar, cool, we're going to sell it. Now it's like you need to have a live masterclass. Now it's like you need to have, you know, an online training. You have to have like a really solid bit of content. And I'm not saying that webinars are ineffective. It's actually far from it. I think they're still the most effective way to sell high ticket courses. However, you know, the marketplace is shifting rapidly. So if you're not going to really go deep on, you know, Facebook ads and really understand them at a high level or hire a firm that's going to do that for you, I think it really doesn't make sense to start throwing like I know a lot of really successful entrepreneurs, people who've made millions of dollars, who literally call Facebook ads like lighting a wheelbarrow of money on fire. And then I know guys that, you know, they spend a dollar and they make it into $10, and they'll do that all day long, right? So I think the difference is, how deep are you willing to go yourself, or are you willing to hire the best to work with you to create a Facebook ad strategy that actually moves the needle for you, right? Because we can't all be experts at everything. I think the biggest problem that people come up against is that they can't do everything, you know, at an expert or world-class level, and they fail to realize that they need to get the help that they need to really be successful. So it's all about being the best you can be at one thing and then surrounding yourself with people who are the best at another thing that complements your strengths.
That's fantastic. Tell me on the content marketing. This is one of the topics that I get asked about all the time. And that is, you know, how long does it really take? Is it worth the time and the effort? And how do I monetize it? How do I make it work? Tell me what kind of advice do you give your students and stuff when it comes to content marketing?
I'm so happy you asked that question, because we literally just had a webinar yesterday with Sujin asking these exact questions. So like literally just did an hour with him. He dropped the most effective strategies. He's seen over millions and millions and millions of page views and all kinds of paid and free strategies. And the things that really move the needle are the kind of boring things, right? Like wealth management, right? Warren Buffett will teach you in 5 steps how to become a billionaire. It's just you got to do those things over and over again and not break the rules, right? So with content marketing, it's very much similar, right? It's like create 10x content. And what he means by that is create content that is at least a multiple better than what already exists out there, or it's up to date. Maybe a great article was written in 2013, but now it's 2016 and everything has shifted. So you have to be the best for that. You want to spend 80% of your time promoting and only 20% of your time creating. You want to create no more than one a week, but you have to be consistent. So once a week is actually found to be the best strategy, right? If you're going to create a blog post or a content you know, a video, a podcast, whatever it is, once a week seems to be the most bang for your buck, right, before you get to the point of diminishing returns. He talks about, and again, I'm just going quickly so we can get a lot of value in here. He talks about repurposing content, right? So not just a blog article, not just a podcast, not just a video, but taking that same content and repurposing it in different ways by using transcripts, by using, you know, taking the audio from a video and making it into a podcast, or, you know, disseminating your content in multiple ways to target multiple types of people, right? Because some people are going to want to listen to a podcast. Some people are going to want to watch a video. Some people are going to want to read a transcript. But if you have all those tools available, you don't do any extra work, but you've also reached more people. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes complete sense. I love what you mentioned on that. A couple things I just want to reinforce on that, guys, is that is the key there is not putting out too much content if it's really poor. There's nothing worse. And I see it happen all the time. People are like, totally. Oh, I've got to post every single day. I'm like, no. Spend 4 or 5 days and come up with a great post. And we literally just had this conversation on our marketing team the other day with the importance of making sure that content is shareable. If you can get shareable content, and I loved your idea as far as that 10X content, that is fantastic, Brad. Thank you so much for emphasizing that. That's super, super key.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, at the end of the day, would you rather have 10 articles that you promote really heavily and they crush and everybody loves them and shares them? Or would you rather have 1,000 articles that do nothing for you and you spend all your hours and all your time just, you know, making something nobody wants to read or cares about?
Well, tell me, the other question I get all the time is, you know, Dave, I'm not a very good writer. And, you know, how do I come up with good content? Is it something I can just pay somebody else to do? I've never personally been able to see it where you're paying someone else to do it and they do as great a job as you're going to do. And maybe I'm wrong on that, but I liked your idea as far as the whole repurposing content. I'm not a very good writer. I love talking. I love having people on. And we do the podcast. We take the audios. We strip them out. We get them transcribed. We use that for content in other areas. So if you don't mind, for a person who's not a good writer, what are some ideas and ways that they can actually create good content that gets shared?
Well, I don't want to speak the whole time, but I just want to use my own personal
experience. I have some ideas on content. But
yeah, why don't you go with this one, Miguel? Sorry.
Okay, so actually when we were speaking with Sujan Patel yesterday, he actually covered that because it's number one issue. Like writing consistently great content is very hard. You may know the theory that that's what you're supposed to do, but not everybody is a great writer. Now, he says if you can – try to write it yourself because nobody's going to be able to replicate your own voice, your own passion, your own understanding about your own products. So ideally, you have to do the effort to become a better writer, right? You could take courses on that. If you cannot, you know, get better, you're not interested in it, there are great services out there that you can find or they will actually put you in touch with people that really can resonate with your brand and they can write as if you were writing and all of that. And he mentioned a service called Express Writers, then Speedlancer. Also, he's found really good people there. Another place is called Contently and Written. These are services he's used over the years, and he's really happy with. And obviously, it's never going to be the same. But if you really have to put out a lot of content, you'll be able to find really good people through those services.
Oh. That's a fantastic answer, and I just want to add one last piece to that. I'm friends with a guy named Ryan Holiday. He wrote a great book called "The Obstacle Is the Way," and he you know, mentored under Robert Greene. He's one of the best living writers. He's a young guy, and he's really just killing it right now. And the thing that Ryan kind of taught me, he didn't exactly say this, but the thing I always took from him, and I tell others, is if you're prolific and you're consistent, your talent will have no choice but to catch up with you. Now, all that means is that if you're always making content consistently, eventually your talent will rise to the occasion, right? You don't have to be the best writer, but if you write a lot, eventually you'll get better at writing, right? It's just one of those skills that if you really throw a lot of energy into it, you'll eventually become world-class at.
I love it. By the way, if you want a good book, Obstacle Is the Way is an awesome book.
I love Ryan. He's great.
Obstacle, yeah.
Great, great book. So guys, let's talk more about the whole aspect as far as marketing your course, because that's what obviously these people want to know, and that is, when you guys are working with students as far as helping them market their course, and we've talked now as far as driving traffic and things, when you look at a sales funnel, are you going for more of a webinar type of a content? Are you going for more of an opt-in type of thing? You're giving away something free. What are some of the sales funnels that you're finding success with these days?
Yeah, you want me to answer that?
Sure, go for it, Miguel.
Okay, so Yeah, for the last 5 months, Brad and I, we've actually tried to research the top people in the industry and see how they succeed selling online courses. And yeah, there's so many different funnels you can create, but it seems that the most effective one is the webinar funnel. They have an opt-in page. They can either drive traffic through Facebook to an opt-in page, and then they run weekly or bi-weekly webinars, and they just iterate trying to make the webinar better. And that seems to be the highest converting funnel for online courses. And like, the numbers are a lot higher than any other type of funnel from what we've seen. So, like, you know, you can have typically maybe you got 30 to 40 show up rate, and then conversions, you know, if you're doing pretty good, 10 to 15% conversion rates once you've dialed in the webinar. We know that Russell Brunson is a big very excited about webinars as well, and so we've learned a lot of him from, you know, through his formulas and his videos. And it's true. It's like, after a live event, I think webinar is the closest thing that, you know, so in a live event, Russell is able to convert up to like sometimes 50% of the entire room, which is insane. On a webinar is the next best thing. It's like, maybe, you know, if you get up to 10%, it's pretty amazing. But in reality, it seems to be like the best tool out there. So we always recommend to all our students that they get really good at that type of funnel.
Yeah, and I think it also depends on the price point, right? Because you can sell through a lot of different varietal means, right? And at the end of the day, you know, I've seen guys create copy pages that sell between 1% and 4%, and it's a lot easier to get traffic through a copy page, you know, or a sales page rather, than to have them book a webinar and show up and all that stuff. So it really just depends on the price point, right? If you're selling a $47 to $97 product, you know, a regular sales page might do the trick,
yeah,
right? We sold our beta test, 25 spots within 36 hours with just, you know, a couple emails to our list and, you know, a very straight copy page that we actually used funnel scripts to build out. And then we just doctored it and cleaned it up, right? So that works great. And then, you know, if you're going to bump up to the $497 to kind of $997 to maybe $1997 range, maybe $2,500 would be pushing it. That's where you start selling out webinars. If you're going to be doing high ticket, which is above $2,000 or $2,500, then you want to get on a phone call with somebody, right? Because ultimately, people really have specific objections, and they're willing to spend the money, but, you know, you have to kind of meet them where they're at and walk them to where you want to go. Sales is a very intimate process, especially high ticket sales. So, you know, between those three, you can do exceptionally well, but you have to kind of market the course. You have to fit the strategy to the price and the style of the course, ultimately, right? So that really comes down to what you're trying to promote, you know?
I think that's awesome. Tell me, I know you guys, as you're helping people create courses and things, do you have a lot of clients and students who are doing the high ticket type of courses right now?
Yeah, I think that's the natural evolution, right? I think people need to understand that to serve at a high level requires a lot of different skill sets, right? It requires the ability to present. It requires the ability to lead. It requires the ability to empathize with people, to kind of hear and understand their struggles and maybe use some of their own experiences to help guide them through, right? And these are all just things that can be found. You can find a corollary in a style of course, right? So when you think about high ticket sales, really you're just, you know, they might have bought all your information, right? They might have bought all the courses beforehand. They might have bought your $97 product, your $497, your $997. They might have gone through all of that. Maybe they're in your mastermind. But when you go to coach them one-on-one, it has to be an amount of money which is an investment in themselves, right? It has to be an amount of money where they'll actually take action and they're not going to just blow it off. And then it also has to be an amount that makes sense compared to the way you could be spending your time, right? And ultimately, how many people can I effectively coach one-on-one? Well, I'm committed to getting the best possible results, which means I need to spend, you know, several hours with them. I need to really get to learn who they are. I might have to work with them over several months. So for me, I'm not going to charge anything less than, you know, $25,000 or $30,000 to work with somebody. But, you know, that's a decision you have to make based on your earning capacity, based on the time you have, based on different products you have. I really do believe, though, it all comes from that. Like, everything I learned about selling, about creating, about serving at a high level, about growing and contributing has been from one-on-one interactions. That's what this all is at the end of the day. You can look at numbers and you can look at markets, you can look at that. But at the end of the day, it's people who have issues and problems and challenges that you can help solve. And that one-on-one interaction is really what we do this for at the end of the day. And if you lose sight of that, if you put yourself between, you know, a screen and a market and you don't allow them to really just be the people that they are, you lose touch with your audience. You lose touch with the people you're committed to serving. And that's a really sad thing. So I think coaching will always be the number one thing for me personally, as an instructor, right? I want to work with people one-on-one, and I want to help transform them on an individual basis, which then can be used, you know, the strategies can be used to help transform anybody, whether it be in a course or a mastermind or any other type of medium.
Oh, that is awesome, guys. Well, I know that you guys are busy. You got a lot going on. And I, again, my hat's off to Dylan. He never, ever disappoints me as far as referring great people.
Thank you.
Tell us real quick, if people want to get more of you or find out, again, I know you guys, you teach people how to create courses. So if they wanted to find access to you, how do they do that? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, it's real easy. Dave, you know, we just put together a great little kind of page where they can go and check out all our free bonuses, all our marketing strategies for free. You can get all of that at marketyourcourse.com/CF. That's Charlie Foxtrot, or ClickFunnels in this case. And they can go there and grab that. And if they want to get in touch with us there, they can hit us there, or they can go to marketyourcourse.com. And then we're just we're pretty easy to find on the web or on Facebook as well, Market Your Course.
Fantastic. Right. Any other parting words, guys?
Well, thanks so much for having us in the show. I mean, it was awesome to meet Dylan Jones in person, and he's such an amazing guy. And I'm so happy that he recommended us to be in the show. It's awesome.
Yeah, and honestly, I think Funnel Hacking Live, and you know, I'm not going to brag just because we're here, but I thought it was one of the best run events I've ever been to. And I've been to all kinds of events. I've been, you know, across the board. So, you know, not naming any names, that was an amazing event. That was definitely top three for me, and I've been to dozens and dozens.
Well, Brad, that means a lot. Thank you very much.
Well, thank
guys,
you.
Thank you so much. Again, I appreciate your time, appreciate your efforts. And again, marketyourcourse.com/CF is where you guys can get additional information from these guys. Thank you so much, guys, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar, and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.